Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. It is Thursday, September 5th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have we had a four-game early MLB slate, and then we have a five-game MLB main slate later this evening. But I think everybody is a little more excited for Thursday night football between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kicking off the NFL regular season here. So plenty of questions to go through today. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here, and we will jump into questions that came in the Discord first, and then jump over to the live YouTube chat for any additional questions. So first question, with the new SaberSim, how do I duplicate a lineup specifically for cash? I want the same lineup in each contest versus unique lineups in each, also with three-man contests. The total entries isn't showing up properly. It's showing up as a custom versus 100 entries. Is there a way to manually adjust that? Okay, so I'm going to pull in an entry file that I have here. We'll talk about this on the Thursday to Monday slate. And let me go and grab that file. So one thing here, right? This is probably a good example. There's like one contest here where it has like this exclamation point. So basically what this means is that this contest is not in our predetermined list of contests. We only have so many contests in there. There are going to be some where you don't have it. So it'll say custom, right? The custom doesn't matter at all. All you got to do is you can come in here and you can do a couple different things, right? You can right click on this and then set up a custom contest sim for it, and then, you know, use it in the post build. So I could come in here and say NFL custom, select some field lineups, be like a low stakes single entry, not high stakes. You know, the payout structure, I could manually like pick one that's close, right? So like this other one is close. I would like have to go and find it. NFL $1 contest sim, right? I'm not going to fill everything out, but it would look like this, right? And then once these populate, I can come in here. Hey, you know, it's 100 people. It's 10% to first, and it pays out 20%, right? So once I create it, I can create its own. And then when I need it, it's there for me, right? So that's one way to do it. You could also like use a different set, right? If you don't want to fill it in when you create the custom one, you could go and pick a payout structure for a different contest and use that in its place. So that's what's going on there, but the custom's not going to be a super big deal here. And then the other part was, wanting to duplicate a lineup across multiple contests, right? So the way I would do this, and I'm just going to make two adjustments to projections, kick off this build. And we're going to let these lineups run. So once this finishes, we'll be able to demonstrate this. But plenty of questions to get through here. All right. Lineups are just about done. So let's say that, you know, I want to come in here and I want to fill a certain number of contests, right? Well, the first thing I need to do is go to this target area, and then maybe I want to do three contests, right? I want to do these three single entries. So then now that's going to change my lineups to three. And then, you know, let's say I only want to do this top lineup. So then I need to go and change method to rank. And then once I do that, what is going to happen is that the top lineup, rank number one, is going to go into all three contests. And you can see this because when I change it to rank, the my lineups changes to one. So it's saying, hey, we are going to put one lineup, your top lineup, into all three contests. But if I change it to unique rank, the my lineups changes to three. So that's what's happening there. So set this up, target single fill your contest that you want, change method to rank, and then it will adjust the my lineups, and then you will be all set with your one lineup. All right, good question there to get us started. Another question, if I wanted to enter 6 3 max contests and double up the entries, so two contests have the same entries, how do I do that in the new Saber Sim versus getting a unique lineup for each of them? I typically have $2 and $5 entries, and I like to stack them. So when I do well, it's two contest cashing versus just one, and the ROI is better than when I spread it across a ton of contests with unique entries. Okay, so the way I would do this is I would just fill three lineups at a time. So I would go to single fill. I would select three single entries, right? So say, and then, you know, I want to fill these three, you know, randomly, right? So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to click save. And then I might not have all this right. Okay, save. So it's going to save three lineups to three contests. And then what I would do is the biggest thing here is that you need to make sure that your sorting metric is the same. So I'm using projected score right now. And that's all I need, right? So I'm just using projected score. If I change target contest, it's not going to change my sorting metric. These three contests are going to stay the same. So then I would go and pick the three other contests that I want. The lineups are going to stay the same because we're still sorting by projected score. And then I'm going to save these three via unique random. And then now I have six lineups three lineups in six different entries. So that's how you do that. All right. Next question. Can you explain the filter to get rid of lineups with less than 0% ROI? Yeah, sure. So let's start by running our contest sims. So remember, for your entries file, it's going to create contest sims for every contest there. And then we're going to run them all simultaneously via the run contest sim button. So what you're doing here by filtering out negative sim ROI lineups is you're basically saying, hey, there are lineups in my pool that when I play them out 100,000 times in the contest in question, they actually lose money. We don't want to play lineups that lose money over the long run. We want to play lineups that win money over the long run. So then what I would do here is, you know, come in to my you know, say I'm doing one contest at a time, right? So, okay. So I'm going to come in here. I'm going to uncheck these contests. And, you know, I'm just going to start with the top one. So then this is my target contest because I have one contest selected. So then I go to my sorting metrics. I go to contest sims. I go to target contest and I go to ROI. So now I am sorting by the target contest's ROI. And then if I just change the target contest, then the sorting metric would automatically update for the new values for the new contest sim. So anyways, when I come in here and I go to filters, I'm going to delete all these old ones. And then I go to show me lineups with contest sim target ROI greater than zero. This means that the filters are dynamic, right? The filter is dynamic. The sorting metric is dynamic. You only need to change the target and all these other things update for you automatically. So now that I do that, what happens here is I can see that 405 lineups went in the trash. I close this, my lineups pane, you can see it behind the question. Okay, so 405 in the trash, 139 in the pool. And now I only am left with the 139 lineups out of the 5,000, out of the 500, where these lineups won money over the long term. So that's how you do it. That is the best way to set it up. All right. Can you expand on and clarify why the new Saber Sim, there is no longer a need for the builder to know if it is a GPP versus a satellite and slash or single 3 max, 20 max, 150 max if you are entering a satellite, wouldn't you want a lineup that is more aggressive, seeing how it typically only pays out first rather than a GPP, which pays numerous spots? Just trying to understand why this is not really relevant any longer. Good question. So, you know, the way that this has been explained to me is that, you know, we are mostly accounting for slate size here. And then we are, with the sliders, we're accounting for slate size. And then we are allowing the sorting metrics to figure out what the best lineups are. So for the 16 game, you know, Thursday to Monday NFL slate, the sliders are going to be a lot different than if you're playing the, you know, afternoon only four gamer for Sunday, right? A lot different as far as the number of games on the slate. And then from there, the sorting metric is what if you have Saber score, then you're going to use, you know, the adjusted ownership, the percentiles, the average projection, and then that's going to tell you, hey, these are the best lineups based on the size of the contest and the size of the slate. So we're mostly just accounting for it in the post-build as opposed to pre-build. It's kind of the same way, like we used to have the ownership fade slider, but then we were accounting for ownership in the sorting metrics. So then like we were double counting. So like now it's kind of like, hey, you know, we have like our Saber scores with like 100 to 1K entries, 1K to 10K, 10K to 50K, 50K plus. But then we also have like this entrance thing in like the build settings, you know, we should only kind of have one. So that's kind of an analogy as to why it went away and why we like it better the way it is. All right. Next question. Hello. How do you get the new builder to default rank by small slate, et cetera, instead of projection? Also, where's the latest sim runtime on the new builder? Okay. Good question there. So I'm not 100% sure why it's defaulting to projected score, probably just something related to it still being in a beta. I would imagine that gets reverted back to being Saber score. So I'll mention that to the team. I'm sure they're already aware of it. And then as far as last sim runtime, that is a good question that I do not have an answer to. So again, you know, There is a reason that this is all still in beta.sabersim.com because we are constantly fixing things and updating things, and it's great that users want to use it, but just be a little careful. So before this gets moved to app.sabersim.com, all of those things will be worked out. So the best place to see when the latest sims have run is always going to be in the Discord, and like, you know, MLB lineup alerts, NFL lineup alerts, where whatever channel it may be. And then once you see it completed in there, just come in here and refresh the projections and you'll be all set. But I'm pretty sure the timestamp is still in app.sabersim.com. But I'm not seeing it right here in beta. All right. Those are our questions in the Discord to start. We're going to jump over to live YouTube chat. Andrew, the biggest advantage of the new Saber Sim is it allows you to play multiple sites more easily. For NFL main slate, what's the best way to make rules such as QB plus at least one pass catcher also on the geo mean for the new beta showdown? Okay, and a couple more questions here, but let's stop here. So what's the best way to make a rule to say use at least a QB with at least one pass catcher? So what I would do is I would go to the rules, I would go to add new rule. And then I would say, it defaults to group automatic, which is mostly what you want. So then I would say, if at least one group by team only check the quarterback, then use at least one from the same team. And then you can, if you said pass catcher specifically, you could leave it as wide receiver or tight end. And then you would save that. That way, anytime a quarterback gets used from a team, we're going to use at least one wide receiver or tight end from the same team. Second part, also on the GeoMean, for what's the best way to make rules for GeoMean on the new beta? So I would also go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would go to aggregate. If you're trying to do this as a rule, like you stated, so I would go my own GeoMean, no more than X. And then X is going to be dependent on the contest that you're playing, right? So it's going to be number of dupes divided by the number of entries in your contest in parentheses to the power of one divided by the number of players in your lineup. So if you're on DraftKings, it's going to be 6. If you're on FanDuel, it's going to be 5. So it all just depends, right? So that basically would look like, say I want to estimate 20 dupes, 20 divided by 20,000. Say there's 20,000 entries in the contest to the power of 1 divided by 5 if I'm playing on FanDuel. And then that would get me my geometric mean value. It could be, 0.21. And then you in the app, you would put that as 21. So that's how you're going to do that. All right, next question. Do you have to use a single fill since each contest will have a different amount of dupes based on entries? Good question. So if you are doing a geometric mean value for each individual contest, then yes, I would use single fill. That is going to be the best way to update your filter and then filter out a different set of lineups and then fill those and then filter out a different set of lineups and then fill those. So that is going to be the best option for you would be to use single fill. All right. Ryan said, Andrew, when building custom sims for sites like Yahoo, do you need to enter your lineups so your sim settings don't get deleted? My settings that I did weren't there when I came back to the site. Okay. So the answer is I'm not 100% sure, but that does sound weird. Once you set up custom contest sims, they should stay there. So if you notice that they did go away, what I would do is I would come to the top right corner, go to report a problem, let us know like, hey, my contest sims disappeared since yesterday. And that'll give us info to be able to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on. So if you did that for us, that'd be a huge help. All right. Next question. What's the best way to limit, let's say 1K, like if Mahomes is QB and wouldn't want Butker, but I do want Tucker. So you're going to have to do manual rules for this, right? So if we go over to the showdown for tonight, and basically what I would do is I would go into rules and then I would write a rule. I'm just going to do a new one. That is a group manual. And then I say, if at least one, and I'm going to click edit players, I'm going to check Mahomes and the captain and Mahomes and the flex. And then I'm going to click save. Then use exactly 0. And then I would say Justin Tucker in the flex and Justin Tucker in the captain. So then that'll make sure that I put it in the wrong one, but I would do the same thing. So you're going to have to hop over to secondary and then go and select him and then you would save it. So that'll make sure if I use Mahomes, I'm not using Tucker. But the rule does not include Butker, so Butker is still available to be put in lineups with him. All right. Question from Chad. Can you go the optimal way to enter separate contests with the beta? I want to enter single entry and 3 max contests, but I've been finding that they are missing some top plays when entered with the contest ROI filter. This happens after applying some minimax exposures. I tried entering them separate, single entry and 3 separate, then entering all my 20 and 150 max together using contest sim ROI, but the builder starts doing some strange things. Thanks. Okay. So I'll show you how I would do it. But part of this is a little subjective, right? You're like, hey, I entered it, but then, it's missing some of the top plays. Well, the top plays to you might be different from the top plays to me versus the top plays to someone else. So that part's a little subjective. So the answer is, if you want to have a little bit more fine, If you want to be a little bit more hands-on, you want to, you know, have a little bit more control, then you're going to want to use the single fill option, right? The single fill is going to allow you to see the lineups, to make your minimax exposures, to save them on a contest by contest basis. But if you want to take a more hands-off approach, then you can do that by using the multi-fill. That way you can have, you know, a better grasp of the lineups as far as who's in them, what they look like, et cetera here. So my recommendation would be to stick with the single fill, and that should help you out a bunch as to getting what you want. All right. And then what I was going to do here is, you know, let's say I want to do, what was the example? Yeah. So let's say that, you know, I want to do my 320 maxes right here. Right. So what I would do is I would pick one. This is set up with target ROI. I could come in here, you know, look at my exposures. Once I'm happy with them, it's not going to matter whether I use rank, unique rank, or unique random, because I only have one contest selected. But if I had more than one contest selected, then it would matter, right? If I picked all 320 maxes, and then what's going to happen here is, my understanding, since I'm using target ROI, we are going to take an average of the three contests' ROIs for the lineup. So like, you go to the lineup, right? I could see all the different ROIs for the different contest sims. Well, we're going to take the average for the three contests we've chosen and then rank them that way. And then once I click save, since it's on unique random, you know, it will randomly assign any lineup to any one of the 60 entries. All right. Next question. Chris mentioned average ROI in the updated videos. This taking average ROI for multiple contest sims, does it do this automatically, or do I have to select a setting? Yeah, it's actually what we just talked about, right? So when you're in this single fill method and you have more than one target contest sim, we are averaging out the ROIs from the contests selected and then using that to sort. So that's the way that works. All right. Looks like we are caught up in the YouTube chat. Let's go and check out questions here in the Office Hours channel, see if any more have rolled in since we started the show. All right, looks like we got a couple more here. So let me get these in the queue, and we will keep the show rolling. Got one from Sammy. And we got one from Ozone. All right. Question from Sammy. Good afternoon. I've noticed that new FanDuel slate, but cannot upload the contest for it. Is there a way around it, or do I need to contact support? If you're having trouble importing your FanDuel lineups, I would just reach out to us. So easiest thing is to go to the top right corner, report a problem, say, hey, having trouble importing my FanDuel lineups. And then that will allow our team to get a better sense of what's going on so we can help you out. But my ability to troubleshoot on stream is pretty limited. All right, next question. Is unique random no longer a sorting option? And when using multi-fill, do we want to sort by unique rank as opposed to rank? So unique random is available for single fill, but if you are going to use multi-fill, then unique random is not an option, because what multi-fill is doing is it is cycling through each contest one by one and filling them as it goes. So it's not going to have any, and it's using each individual contest's parameters, right? I mean, unique parameters, sorting method parameters, et cetera here. So that's why there's no unique random, because it's on a contest by contest basis. So if you use rank, it will reuse lineups. If you use unique rank, it will only use one lineup one time. So that's the difference there. So we still recommend using unique rank if I had to pick one. That way you get a unique lineup in each entry you have. All right. Good stuff there. Very, very busy day here over on the SaberSim side. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all in about 30 minutes for our build review show for today. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thank you. Bye.